Welcome to Mind Styling, the podcast that explores how we can win at the game inside our heads and make a mark on this world in our own unique style, on our own terms.
We interview entrepreneurs and leaders who aren't afraid to push the boundaries and set their own definitions of success. We will share with you the tips and techniques they use to style their mind and give you the tools you need to start mind styling for yourself.
Hello, lovely mind stylists. I'm Amy Armstrong.
And I'm Dr. Becky Sage.
And today we are doing our top tips from Pearl Jarrett's interview. It was a fantastic interview, wasn't it, Becky?
Oh, it was so good. Pearl just, she just makes me so happy.
She's got an infectious laugh. It's so big and just wonderfully. Oh.
When you talk to her, you just think, why did I ever have doubts about anything? She the way she describes things, the way she tackles everything, it just feels like, oh yeah, why can't we just do it? You know, it's need to just have her like on my shoulder all the time.
Yes. Well, she is a good cheerleader. Mm-hmm. And I think it showed that in her top tip for our listeners, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So her top tip is, you are more than enough. It's like nothing can beat you being you. Go and find you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she did. She said it a lot of times in a lot of different ways as well, didn't she? It was all about, because I loved the idea of nobody can beat you at being you. And she then kind of talked a little bit more about how you've got everything you need inside you. And what we're all about is taking the layers off. And so anything else that comes into your life is kind of there as an enhancement to you, as opposed to kind of you putting all these layers on and hiding yourself. And then, you know, when people come in, what's that doing? It's just hiding you under more layers then. So, yeah. And it's a very powerful sentiment. And it certainly is a, I think theoretically, it feels like a really strong sentiment at the same time as I was talking about devils on the shoulder, or a pearl on one shoulder and me on the other shoulder being negative. No, but there is a sense of, but what if I'm not enough? You know, that applies to everybody else, but what if I'm not? And so I think that that's often the challenge that people are up against in that kind of scenario. You know, well, if I do take everything off, if I am myself, what if people don't like that, don't respond to that?
Well, exactly. You are more than enough is exactly what people aren't feeling when they're struggling with their feelings of being a fraud, that they don't fit in. Who am I to say this? And really, Pearl was saying, shake that off.
Yeah.
Connect to the real you. And that can be hard. And we've talked about it in the past. It's like, I haven't talked about it explicitly, but I've spent a lot of my life caring about other people and putting them first. And actually, if you do that so religiously and in such a way that you can lose sight of who you are. Mm-hmm. So trying to accept you are more than enough. It's like, well, who the heck am I? I don't know what I stand for. I don't know what is enough. And it's a really interesting question.
Yeah, and I think it's that people pleaser mentality of, I'm going to do this because I think that's what they want to hear, or they want to hear, or they need from me. And Pearl's tip, you know, her kind of tangible tip for doing this, her practical tip for doing this, was about meditation and sitting with yourself. And I think that can be really helpful, because I know that for me, what happens, it's when I'm pushing so hard for a solution, or so hard to feel good, to feel like I am enough, but I'm not relaxing back into it. I'm not kind of sitting back and going, hang on a second. Let's just let something come to me and or let the, you know, whatever that might be, the sense of who am I, what do I want, what's important to me right now. Yeah. So I think her tip was really about meditation and going through some steps of being able to to listen to yourself, really, which is obviously something we talked about at the end of last season with Emma as well. We talked quite a lot about intuition and listening to our intuition. So I think sometimes it's about kind of calming down a little bit, and not that anyone wants to hear that, just calm down, but yeah, giving yourself that kind of space, but also not overthinking. Do you think overthinking is such a challenge to kind of move away from? And I know I do it, and sometimes I just need to take action, and it's in the action that I'm revealed. So I think that's the other thing I do so it's either, if I'm going to sit with something, sit with it really purposefully and look for a solution. Don't look for all the things that are wrong with you. And then the other thing is, yeah, about action and just going, oh, hang on a second. When I'm doing stuff, so it's okay. I can do these things after all. So I think those are the two things I do.
And when I'm working with clients, because I know that actually when we're in our positive intellectual brain, that's when we can go, no, I do get that I've got something worthwhile set to say here. I do know what my strengths are. I know that I can offer something here. So that part of our brain is fantastic. It's in our primitive emotional brain. Or as you said, you were talking about Becky on one shoulder and Pearl on the other. Well, actually, that's Becky, the inner critic.
Yeah,
to yourself, not to others, but just to yourself. Isn't it awful, the things we say to ourselves? We never say it to anyone else.
Yeah, which is, and I think that's why we kind of do the, we don't want to reveal ourselves. We'd rather hide ourselves because we've got that inner critic that is louder than we think anyone else's inner critic is, even though we all know that we all have these, these voices. But of course, we have got to find ways of finding those positive inputs. I know something I've done with some of the entrepreneurs I've worked with is get them to read back nice things that other people have said about them. So if they've had testimonials, if they've had a nice email, if they've had, you know, whatever it might be, go back to it and have a look. And that can be a really powerful thing to do as well. Sometimes if that inner critic is not helping you to get to reveal the positive bits about you. I think you mentioned about uncovering the diamond within in Pearl's interview. And, you know, so if our inner critic's stopping us from uncovering that diamond within, sometimes other people's reflections on us can help. So I think
it really can. And actually a really interesting point you've reminded me there is when I'm working with clients on 360 degree feedback. So this is a really interesting one when you're asking anyone and everyone. A carefully selected number of people, not anyone and everyone.
Just wandering around the streets. Do you like me? How am I good? What's good about me?
Validate me. And actually, that's an interesting one in itself. And 360 degree feedback needs to be handled with care and sensitivity and with someone who's got skill in that training. And actually, I advise my clients that don't just pick the people that are going to say how wonderful you are. Pick those people that you respect most.
Mm-hmm.
The people who you really want to hear their opinions, and don't shy away from those that you go, oh, but they're only going to be negative.
Mm-hmm.
Just invite the full picture. That's why we're talking 360 degrees. But then I get to my client. I don't give it to them beforehand. It's only when we're working together in our session. And I give them a blank piece of paper and I get them to fold in half and I say, right, so we're going to have one column, which is what's working well. And the other column is even better if. And I want you to have equal numbers of what's working well and even better ifs. Because our natural instinct is, especially if we're constantly pushing ourselves to improve, is to read through all this feedback, this wonderful, rich feedback that people have taken time to craft for you. To just identify all of those issues that aren't going well.
Mm.
And I usually about 5 minutes in, I say, stop. I'm reading this feedback too. I've read it. And I'm noticing that you've got much more in the even better if column than the what's working well. So I'd like you to go back through and find the what's working well too.
And I definitely would.
Well, it's natural. It's very natural for so many of us. So actually just creating a balanced one. And I think with reflective practice, which is so often dominated by our inner critic, for those of us who do find it hard to believe that we are more than enough. Mm-hmm. To really focus on what's working well, and that's your exercise.
Yeah,
it's the I talk about positive action, positive interaction, and positive thought to get us up into our positive intellectual brain. And you were talking about how meditation is so wonderful, just create the stillness. So that's your positive thought. And then you talked about the positive action. Sometimes just go and do it. Lovely. Yes, absolutely. And I suppose I've talked about positive interaction, which is how to make interaction positive. Mm. Find the good bits, not just listen to the negatives. But when you're reflecting, so you're thinking, it's if you tend to find only the errors, really focus on what's working well, what you're proud of, even if it has been an absolute nightmare. What is the gift in this? What have I learned? What am I proud of? What strengths have I used to get me through this? What am I still using to get me through this? What words of encouragement do I need to help me through this? And of course, as you write them down, you're giving them to yourself.
Yeah. So what's working well, even better if you're somebody who doesn't often hear those negative voices, would you suggest that maybe they need to focus on that even better if column?
Well, it's an interesting one. They will find it harder to fill that one in. So yeah. So they would, yes, because it's about balance. Mm. And if actually you tend to find yourself blaming the rest of the world for everything that's going wrong, actually that's when, for a reflective practice, I advise actually just pausing and saying, what can I do here? How can I help this situation move forward? What strengths can I bring to this to take ownership rather than pushing it away and believing it's everyone else?
And that in itself strips it back to this idea of uncovering your diamond within and being more vulnerable. Beautiful. So shall we ask our listeners to go away and reflect on this, and they could do this exercise? Like you said, it doesn't have to be from a 360 feedback. It can just be a reflection, can't it? And in terms of anything that's going on in your life right now. So you could do what worked well, even better if. And let us know how you got on with it. We'll try it as well, and we'll feed back.
Oh, yes, do it. And as an advanced exercise for those of you who find it hard to find out who you are, when someone asks you a question, you immediately go into freeze mode because your brain's thinking, well, what do they want me to say? What should I say? What would sound best here? Who am I to answer this question? I used to have that response. It was a long time ago now, but it was still, I can very much remember it, to the most innocuous of questions, like, what's your favourite film, Amy? I'd be like, So if you're like that, start setting yourself some targets to write your list of favourite films, or your favourite flavours of ice cream, or the way you would spend your perfect Sunday. Just starting to, or what your most important thing you've heard in the past 12 months. Just start to flex your voice. Start to allow yourself to express yourself. It's about starting to fall in love with you.
Yeah. Thank you. That's beautiful. Thanks for listening, everyone, and let us know how you got on. We'll speak to you soon.
So we can't always control the situations that are going on outside of us, but we can be in control of how we react to those situations.
And that is what mind styling is all about.